ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Faith to Facts. I hope you don't mind me wearing my t-shirt here. Thought I'd wear my own t-shirt. Praise God. What a blessing of the Lord it is. Thank you for tuning in to Faith to Facts. I hope these little 5-minute segments are a blessing to you, because they're a blessing to me when we talk about the Word of God. I want to talk today about expect to expand. Now, the best way to think of that is, you know, if you eat a big piece of chocolate cake, you're going to expand. You know, if you eat the whole cake, you're going to really expand. Well, I want to talk about expanding in faith. See what I'm saying? And when you expand in faith, it's amazing that you please God more. It's impossible to please God unless you use faith. And you are he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. Look what he says in Ephesians chapter 3:20, one of my favorite verses. Now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all. I like that little word all. That we ask, watch this, or think according to the power that worketh in us. Where is our source? The power that worketh in us. Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's where that power is. And you also have that power of attorney to use that name. So why don't you use it? See, it's amazing. You need to expand spiritually, physically, financially, not once a year, every day. Constantly growing. You know, when a new baby's born, aren't they wonderful? But if you don't look at them in 1 week and you go back 1 week later, they're a little bigger. What's happening? They're growing and expanding every day. It's amazing, and that's what we should do with our faith. Here's a wonderful scripture, St. John chapter 14, verses 12 and 13. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified, the Son. And then I'll give you another one. It's the next verse. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, this is what the church says. Well, if it be his will. He didn't say that. They said that. His will is for you to ask anything in my name. My God, whatsoever. I mean, how many times God has to say those things? That's called expanding, and expect to expand. I expect to be more blessed every day of my life. The older I get, the more I expand in any way, shape, or form, whether it be spiritual, physical, or financial. You know, at the time that you're watching this, I'm 76 years old, and I remember thinking, most people I know that I started out preaching, they all retired. Some of them in homes, and some of them barely make it. And man, I'm growing leaps and bounds. My God, I don't mean that pridefully. Why? Because I expect not to retire. I expect to expand, to get more people saved, more people healed, more people touched and blessed by God's glorious power. Just that simple. And when you understand that, that's God's wonderful work. I just went on a tour to Europe, and I preached every night in a different country. Bam, bam, bam. And people say, how does he do those things? Because a lot of my staff can't stay up with me. I'm not bragging about that. Why? Expanding. Getting more people saved, getting more people healed. The Bible says in Matthew 24, when this gospel is preached to the world for a witness, and he said they have to receive it, witness to all nations, the end shall come. Now, I want them to receive it, but if they don't, they still must witness. That's why I preach so much. That's why I keep going. And I mean, it's just such a blessing. I'm not trying to meet a budget. I'm not trying to make whatever it takes to run this ministry. Let me tell you something, son. It takes millions. I wish it was a million. That would be nice. No, millions, plural, a month to run this place. I mean, it's going. I mean, as you watch it right now, I can feel that sucking coming out of my wallet. And, you know, because television lights, everything you can think of. That's okay. I have no problem with that, because my God, oh, I like that. I don't know about your God, but my God supplies all. I like the word all. There it is again here. Now unto him is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all. Watch this, that we ask or even think. Now that's big, ladies and gentlemen, but it's done according to the power that worketh in us. So expand today and expect it. When a woman is going to have a baby, they call her expecting. But they don't call her expecting all her life. The Assyria, after the baby's born, she delivered. Ah, that's another level, praise the Lord. So it's such a blessing of the Lord. Faith that fact, and God will honor you spiritually, physically, financially every day, and you will expand in the graciousness of who he is in Christ. See you Bye.